The embroiderers make it dramatically clear that Harold and his men now find themselves in an alien world. The Saxons are mustachioed at this stage in the story, rather fine-looking, with a certain air about them, despite their predicament. The Normans, by contrast, shave the backs of their heads. They are the scary half-skinheads of the early feudal world. Realizing that his lucky number has come up, William can afford to be all charm and generosity to his prisoner, cleverly bringing him into his military entourage. William took Harold on campaign with him in Brittany, where Harold returns the favor by rescuing two of William's soldiers from the quicksands of Mont Saint-Michel. One on his left arm, one on his back. But William's hospitality is steel-tipped. He makes Harold one of his knights, a solemn, ceremonious business, but one that involved a two-way obligation. William, now his liege lord, would be obliged to protect Harold, his new knight. But Harold would have had to make his own promises, and there seems no doubt that he did swear some sort of oath to the Duke.